This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Ibrahim. Widening the ambit of West Asia conflict, a United States submarine carried out a strike on the Iranian warship Iris Dana off the coast of Galle in Sri Lanka. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has confirmed that the Iranian naval vessel sank in the Indian Ocean.
In the Indian Ocean, an American submarine sunk an Iranian warship that thought it was safe in international waters.
Around 180 sailors were on board. Sri Lankan authorities say 80 bodies have been recovered and 78 people injured. Meanwhile, Israel has carried out strikes on Basij and internal security command centers in Tehran. The Israeli Air Force says it has resumed attacks on Hezbollah infrastructure in Beirut. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency reports that 1,097 civilians have been killed in Iran since the 20th of last month. In view of the escalating situation, India's External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room operating from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Indian embassies in the region have also activated 24-hour emergency helplines to assist nationals. In a related development, a UK military agency says a container ship was attacked off the coast of Oman, causing a fire in its engine room. The vessel was transiting eastbound through the Strait of Hormuz, about 2 nautical miles north of Oman, when it was struck by an unknown projectile. Meanwhile, Emirates Airlines has announced that all scheduled flights to and from Dubai will remain suspended until Saturday due to ongoing regional airspace closures. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has spoken over the phone with Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud. According to a statement from Saudi Arabia's Foreign Ministry, the two leaders reviewed regional developments and their broader implications. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb will hold discussions today on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They will also exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. Several MOUs will be exchanged after the talks. The PM will host a lunch in the honor of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Stubb arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 4-day state visit to India. Foreign Affairs and External Trade Minister of Bhutan, Dinanath Dungail, and Deputy PM and Foreign Affairs and Tourism Minister of Malta, Ian Bogg, yesterday arrived in India to attend the 11th Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi. In a social media post, External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the partnership between India and Bhutan is built on deep mutual trust and goodwill. Filing of nominations for 37 Rajya Sabha seats across 10 states, including 2 seats from Chhattisgarh, will close today. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up on Friday. Candidates will be able to withdraw their nominations till the 9th of this month. Polling for these seats will be held on the 16th March, and the results will also be declared on the same day. The Bharatiya Janata Party has nominated Lakshmi Verma as its candidate from Chhattisgarh. The Election Commission of India will hold a meeting virtually with the nodal officers of the enforcement agencies in Kolkata this morning in connection with the upcoming assembly election in West Bengal. Earlier, the commission held meeting with the district election officers and senior police officers and central forces nodal officer before the Holi festival on 2nd of this month. The Election Commission of Nepal has stated that all preparations for the elections to the House of Representatives scheduled for today are complete. In the press meet held yesterday, EC stressed that voting strengthens democracy and is both a right and a responsibility of citizens. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand have stormed into the final with a 9-wicket victory over South Africa in the first semi-final at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Put into bat first, South Africa posted 169 for 8 in their 20 overs. In reply, New Zealand chased down the target in just 12.5 overs, losing only 1 wicket. Finn Allen smashed an unbeaten century and was named player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.